Well, hello everybody and welcome. Welcome to Essex Church. Isn't it lovely to see a full house of people? Welcome. Welcome to this, our gathered community of Kensington Unitarians. Welcome to our carol service on this December morning. As a Unitarian congregation, we have very diverse beliefs. Our faith is far from unanimous. But at this time of year, it still feels, doesn't it, both special and important to mark the birth of Jesus in quite traditional ways, with carols and readings. These words, these songs, connect us to our past, to traditions long held. They connect us to other communities around the world, and they connect us with all people who recognise that the birth of a child is a unique and indeed sacred event, holding infinite potential. And that's what's important for us as Unitarians, that we value and respect each person, that we affirm our equality and our diversity in community, one with another. Welcome. Welcome to you all. I'm lighting our chalice, this symbol of our worldwide liberal religious community. I light it as a beacon of hope and possibility in recognition of our quest for the light of truth within ourselves and in our wider world, and to remind us of the power of the lights that shine in the darkness, that we might be such a light for one another. Let us take that light now and spread it to our three Advent candles. An extra candle lit each week of this Advent season. This is the season for generosity of spirit, for giving of the heart without counting the cost, for forgiving those who are not here, or not here for us as we would need them to be, for gentleness with self and others, for hope that love, in presence or in memory, will pay a healing call, and for conviction that the way you greet each day spring is what matters after all. May these three Advent candles, now lit, remind us of the qualities of hope, peace, and joy in the days ahead, that these qualities might remain a light in our hearts. And what can we follow that with but God rest ye, gentle folk.
Thank you.
We're moving now to a time of prayer and reflection. In which we will recognise and affirm the International Human Rights Day, which is marked around the world on the 10th of December each year. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights asserts that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. And so let us pray for a world in which freedom and equality are realities rather than aspirations. A world in which the strong care for the weak. The rich share their good fortune for the betterment of all. And the powerful use their power with wisdom and restraint. Let us give thanks for the freedoms we oft-times take for granted and commit ourselves once more to the task of creating more just and humane society for all beings. In a short time of silence now, I invite you to think of the people and the places in your own life or in the life of the world where there is suffering or injustice. That our loving concern might touch those in need and inspire us with ways in which our love might make a difference. As we move into this festive season, I pray that each of us may find our way through the noise and turmoil of the days ahead to the true meaning of Christmas, to quieter joys and peacefulness, a chance to stop for a while, perhaps, and go deeper. May we find the songs that sing in our own hearts, our own particular tune. And may we remember that the most important gifts can never be wrapped or placed under a Christmas tree. May we be brave enough for life and for love, and be guided in our search through darkness and doubt, until we find a faith that knows no place or season. Until we learn at last that though the very stars may wander, there is that within us which need never lose its way. Amen.
We've sung it all, and now the reading. The Nativity story from the Gospel of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, to all people. For unto you a son is born in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men and women. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they had heard, it wondered them at this thing which were told them through the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
I'll just sing again. It came upon me at midnight.
Thank you.
In this piece of writing, the Reverend Cliff Reed describes some of his own beliefs, and I wonder if any of his statements echo with your own thoughts about the meaning of Christmas. I believe that there is light in darkness. I believe that there is truth in myth. I believe that there is divinity in every birth. I believe that we must heed the angel's song. I believe that we must welcome the Christ child, for he is every child and the world's future. I believe that we must admit that Herod is real, that his soldiers are real, that the closed hearts of the world are real. I believe that we must remember all this at Christmas and yet not lose hope. I believe that we must seek the heart of Christmas, its joyous love, its starlit mystery, its peaceful pleasures. Find these and we find its power. I believe this power can redeem us and open the heart's door to divine innocence. I believe that Herod can be defeated, that Scrooge can be healed, and that our humanity can give flesh to the loving, living God. And so let's join now together in a time of quiet and contemplation, in which I invite you, if you wish, to put down papers, maybe soften your gaze or close your eyes. Perhaps be aware of the connection you have with the earth beneath us, a connection through our feet and through our bodies resting on chairs. How many times have we wanted to say to the world, "Oh, hush the noise, all ye of strife, and hear the angels sing." As peace begins within ourselves, let's sit together in stillness now for a few minutes, a silence which will then lead into the choir's singing of John Rutter's beautiful candlelight carol. And that will be followed by a further stillness which comes to an end with a chime from our singing bowl. Let us sing together again now. Our next carol today is O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you. This is a Christmas tree by our own John Hans. Let's not consider the way we chopped and wrenched you from the earth, cauterized your roots, or lopped you from the summit of some larger fir. But consider you here, in your place, a carcass of a tree, set up, adorned, hung with baubles, plastic presents, festooned with glitter wax and coloured string, a golden angel pinned to your summit, finely haloed with flickering candles, a sight to make us deeply draw our breaths and contemplate. What then? What moves us to perform this ritual? What are we attempting to communicate and to whom? Nothing to do with Jesus, of course. He lived and died far away from northern conifers, and the only record we have of his relationship with the tree was one he cursed when it showed it didn't care a fig for his hallowed presence. So perhaps it's got something to do with our feeling for forests. If so, it's amazing how indifferent we are to so many which are being chopped down all over the world. Yet as you stand glistening before us, your candles gleaming in our eyes like some visitation from a world we almost entered, something exalts us, something we yearn towards, even more than our reluctant, abandoned childhood stands before us, unfolds in our presence. Tree, you are a green god we can no longer give a name to. You symbolise that part we left behind in woodland, that forgotten part we fear and celebrate, that demon part which desecrates the natural world, then indignantly deplores its desolation and decrease.
And continuing in some way that idea of a message from a tree, this is a piece written by Ilan Shamir, Advice from a Tree. Dear friend, and he speaks to us, I think. Dear friend, stand tall and proud, sink your roots deep into the earth. Reflect the light of a greater source. Think long term and go out on a limb. Remember your place among all living beings and embrace with joy the changing seasons, for each yields its own abundance. Feel the wind and the sun and delight in their presence. Look up at the moon that shines down upon you and the mystery of the stars at night. Seek nourishment from the good things in life, simple pleasures, earth, fresh air, light. Be content with your natural beauty. Drink plenty of water. Let your limbs sway and dance in the breezes. Be flexible. Remember your roots. Enjoy the view. We're going to be singing a classic carol now of Good King Wenceslas, which we invite you, if you wish, if you are capable of understanding the speech marks, which sometimes confuse me, if you have a higher voice and would like to sing whenever the page speaks, and if you have a lower voice and would like to pretend to be Good King Wenceslas, let's see how we get on with this.
Oh,
now we are going to take our charity collection. This week and next week we're going to be collecting for the Simple Gifts Unitarian Centre for Social Action in Bethnal Green. Gisella has been volunteering there, and one or two other people, Meredith I know. They can tell you more about it, but the important thing is that they're using a Unitarian building to bring about social cohesion in that area, and it's a really impressive project. So give generously as you are able. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, very much for your generosity. As always, the notices are on the back of your order of service sheet, so do take this away. I feel this is a bit of a souvenir edition anyway. Some of you may have realised that we all have individualised front covers to add to the collector value of this item. But if you have a look at the back, you'll see that there's all sorts of things happening. We always invite you, of course, to have a cup of tea or coffee after the service with us. But today, we invite you to join us for a meal afterwards. It's a bring and share meal. We have far too much food, so don't go off and buy any more. Everybody must have a pork pie and a mince pie, I think, before they leave this building. Apart from the vegetarians. They are excused. And then why don't you stay around? Because a local community crafts project is having a Christmas fair here starting at 1:30. And I think there'll be some really nice things to look at and buy if you wish. Then come and dance with Sonia tomorrow at 12:30 for the last NIA dance class of this year. Come and sing or enjoy Natasha and others singing on Thursday. Our cultural outing is to the Esterhazy Singers Christmas Concert. Next Sunday's service is a midwinter solstice celebration, Joyful is the Dark. And then we have our usual candle-lit Christmas Eve service at 5 o'clock on the 24th. And if you're looking ahead for things to cheer you through to the new year, why don't you consider coming to our Heart and Soul gathering on the 2nd of January? I think it's really nice when you have something nice to do in the early part of the new year. And I see the theme is resolutions, resolutions, led by Janine. And then a workshop on Saturday the 11th of January, Embracing the Shadow, a very experiential look at Jungian psychology and what it is that we hold within us that might be deeply creative. And we've got some flyers at the back and also there. That's the creativity. Well, you just must not leave without a flyer for something. Are there any other notices? If not, do stay if you can for lunch or at least a cup of tea. I should have said at the very beginning, you do not need to stand for every carol. It sometimes does get a little bit much. We're going to do two in a row coming up now. Jane, is there something else to think about? I forgot the mugs. Our latest marketing is our mugs. And do you know, they're only £5. Isn't that marvellous?
finest porcelain, and it will forever identify you as part of Kensington Unitarians. And if you get very excited by that idea, you can go onto a T-shirt as well, which apparently you can order online. Sam, we will expect you to be wearing one in the States. So without further ado, choose to stand or sit as you wish. We're going to start with the first Noel and then end with "We wish you a Merry Christmas." And so, may we be blessed with the true spirit of Christmas. Far away from the busy streets and the noisy televisions that are telling us that Christmas is all about getting and spending and fitting in with those perfect yet unreal images of what our lives should look like. Instead, let us find a deeper meaning to this time. In tenderness and simple pleasures, in love and appreciation, quietly expressed, in beauty created by the way we choose to live our lives.
So may we be blessed with the true spirit of Christmas, now and always. Amen. Go well and blessed be.